Any commission meeting? Are there any commission remarks? Would like to state the Tenney County Courthouse and Judicial Center will be closed on Thursday in observation of Truman's birthday. If there are no other remarks, we'll move on to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480618 through 480677, warrants number 8606 and 8607. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for April 28th, 2025, and executive minutes for April 21st and April 28th, both of 2025.
Do you have your... Which version do you have in your packet?
I have the revised version.
You have the corrected version? So that's what we're going to be voting on?
Correct.
Shane, do you have that?
Correct.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 28th, 2025 and executive session minutes for April 21st, 2025 and April 28th, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our bid recommendation 202504-577. It's for fuel tanks. With us this morning, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole, Commission Assistant, Ms. Jordan Marler.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In response to RFB number 202504-577, we received one bid from Mid-South Steel Products in Diggins, Missouri, for the total amount of $230,297, and their response time or delivery time is 12 weeks.
Now, Jack, do you want to give a little backstory as to why this is in discussion and why we're going out for bid? The tanks we currently have.
So the current tanks we have, we've got a lot of sludge and algae buildup in, a lot of rust, so we're needing to replace them at all three locations.
Okay.
How old are they?
30-plus years.
30-plus, that's what's new.
And they're all steel tanks
all
at this
steel
time.
Tanks. They got a lot of rust build up, a lot of algae and stuff build up. So
and within the last 3 months, you'd had a company come out and they'd tested the tanks and the fuel.
Yeah, they were nasty. I mean, I've still got samples over here in the office, but we've got quite a bit of sludge build up. With the new fleet of dump trucks, we really don't want to run that contaminated fuel if we can keep from it.
Okay.
Any questions?
I have none.
No. Move to award bid number 202504-577 to Mid-South Steel Products from Diggins, Missouri.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of the second addendum to the MOU for the SRO program, file number 25-052, S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Tenney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning,
Commissioner. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Sheriff, this worked out well for you?
Yes.
And they were able to assist whenever we needed them and
yes.
help offset those costs?
Yep. And it looks like there has been an amendment to the original for a 25% increase to that, so... We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 23rd, 2025, approving the second addendum to the MOU.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the second addendum to the MOU SRO program by and between Taney County and Kennecuck Ministries.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Our next agenda item, we have the approval of exchange of soft match credit to Ray County. Within the last couple of weeks, Taney County had been reached out to from one of our other Missouri counties to purchase some of the soft match credits that we are currently holding. Jack, do you have any information on this pursuant to that? Or explain how we get the soft match money and the purpose of it, please.
Well, basically, that's a federal program where we, when we build a new bridge or whatever, they'll match a percentage of what we put out. This is just giving us the opportunity to get some cash value out of basically our imaginary money that they've said we have. So.
And it'll help a smaller county out to assist in their bridge building projects as well.
It'll give them 200,000 credit to where they're going to have to pay us 120 or 60 cents on the dollar.
Right.
But again, it's not, as you called it, it's imaginary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's our credit right now?
We have 800,000.
We have 800,000, yeah. And we never, I think last time we sold some was 10 years ago?
Yeah, probably 10 or 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sad because I remember that.
I say we have 800,000. We will have 800,000
after we do this.
Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge gets put on there.
And we've never let it dip down below. We've always had a
surplus.
And we're only allowed to use a certain percentage of it on a project anyway.
80%.
Okay. I have no further questions. Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Move to approve the exchange of soft match credit by and between Taney County and Ray County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the City of Hollister request for funding agreement, central dumping station project construction phase. With us this morning, we have Mr. Kelly Burgess from City of Hollister and Mr. John Soutee, environmentalist here at Taney County.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Yeah, good so far. Okay. I'll just go through the staff report there, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, this is for the central receiving station project with City of Hollister. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of the funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $2,744,973. This amount will cover the cost to provide for the construction of the septic receiving station addition to the city's wastewater treatment facility and necessary construction phase engineering services. The amount being requested is based on the lowest responsible bid received from McClanahan Construction Incorporated and the engineering services agreement between the city and HDR Engineering Incorporated. With the addition of this process equipment, the city will have the ability to screen the septic to remove unwanted debris and provide protection for the downstream wastewater treatment facility equipment. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2026. To provide sufficient time for the project to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on April 17, 2025. Three copies of this agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission who has approved each copy as to form. The project meets the criteria for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines. I had an amendment in there. I had a typo in that last paragraph. It should have said agreement instead of amendment. But. Okay. Would you like to add anything, Kelly? Or?
No, sir.
And so the septic, just for the people listening, the septic receiving station, you want to explain to people exactly what that is? And
yes.
What?
The City of Hollister pretty much receives all septic tank waste that's generated in Taney County. The City of Branson used to receive some of that, but they've raised their insurance rates and different things to where all the contract haulers want to come to the City of Hollister. And what that means is that each tank truck is coming into the city to dump their waste into the city's receiving area, wherever that may be. In the past, they've had a lot of debris, grits, rocks, different types of matter that is inherent to that environment were dumped into the treatment facility over time, and that has a detrimental effect on the equipment, on the pumps and different things that material has to pass through to go through the treatment process. This facility will enable the city to have a process equipment where the contract hauler will dump into that, and then those debris will be separated and screened, and then the cleaner wastewater will then be introduced into the flow stream of the city with those bad items removed. And Kelly, help me with that if you want to.
Yeah. You know, right now, you know, we're getting a lot of solids that's coming in from other septic haulers. It's a lot of sludge that's already been processed come through here. And then we're getting it and reprocessing it again, which is, you know, nonsense.
Right.
And so, you know, I think this is going to be a real good addition to take care of all this, but to sort this out. And
this will be to replace the Ziegenator 2.0.
I was about to ask, are you going to have a museum?
I mean, is it going to be on display somewhere?
On display.
We're going to plant strawberries in it. It's probably already
over. Is it patented? I just need to know.
Was that a play of words? Patent?
Well, no pun intended.
How many loads do you receive a day on average, Kelly?
15, roughly 15. And this allows us to separate the sludge from what's coming in so we don't reprocess it. We'll be able to put it into a sludge tank. We're not running it all the way through the plant and to retreat it every time.
Okay. And even from tearing up the plant and
exactly.
Anything else. So.
Yeah.
No. They did have one piece that came off of a truck that got trapped, thankfully, before it got underneath Highway 65. And that's just another concern that those type of things could happen.
This will have fail safes in it to prevent that.
If it had got lodged in that area under the highway, it would have been a very serious situation.
Okay.
So this will protect that.
Would have been caused by a sewer hauler dumping in one of the manholes.
It would have been. Nobody knows where the piece came from,
yeah.
But they got it out of there, though. It was just a piece of the dumping apparatus on the truck.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any more questions. Do you all?
No.
How many bids did you guys receive?
Got two bids. One thing, and McClanahan has done all the big projects for the city, so they're very well knowledged in the wastewater treatment facility, the piping, the plumbing, and all the different components of the plant. So they're a good contractor pick for sure.
No, I got to be down there the last time they were down doing construction. I got to meet the gentleman firsthand, and I mean they really top notch.
That's all they've ever done.
Yeah.
For the several decades I've been here.
Yeah. I have nothing further.
Move to approve the. Sorry, on the right page. City of Hollister request for funding agreement approval of the central dumping station project construction phase by and between Taney County and City of Hollister.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of notice of renewal for corrugated steel culverts, file number 25-053, Road and Bridge. With us again, we have Mr. Jack Cole. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 1st, 2025, approving the notice as to form. Is there any changes to this, Jack?
No.
They continue to be a good vendor.
Yeah. Been having pretty good luck with them. They, as soon as we order, they're here, and they're right on top of things.
Okay.
Move to approve the notice of renewal of corrugated steel culverts by and between Taney County and V-Brock Sales and Service.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack. Next, we have the approval of notice of decision pursuant to the opioid settlement distribution agreement, file number 25-030, Commission. So last week, we approved the distribution agreement, and today what we'll be approving is the notice of decision, which would set the amount and the timeline.